Now turn to part three. You'll hear five short extracts in which students are talking about a trip they have taken. For questions 19 to 23, choose from the list A to H what each student says about their trip. Use the letters only once. There are three extra letters which you do not need to use. You now have 30 seconds to look at part three. Speaker 1.
My tour of the Highlands was just fantastic and a great way to start off my year studying in Scotland. I swam in a freezing lake, stopped at the ruins of a medieval castle, and chatted with the tour guide all the way home on the bus. He was a great character, really friendly, and took his responsibilities seriously. I learnt a lot, and without him, I wouldn't have had half as much fun. There's little doubt in my mind that I'll be returning there someday. They were some of the most beautiful places I've seen in my life.
Speaker 2.
It was the first time I'd set foot in mainland Europe, and in reality it was my first experience of real travel. I wasn't exactly prepared for the big city. For example, I walked half a day to one of the main sites because I hadn't thought of using public transport. That's why it's one place I genuinely want to go back to, but next time with friends, and I'd take in some sites I may have missed. The trip does have one up on many of the other cities and countries that I've visited since, as it was the first time I'd realised how amazing travelling can be.
Speaker 3.
To be honest, I was a bit disappointed when I arrived in the city, partly because, at the time, it reminded me of every other major European city I'd seen, and partly because I was sharing a room in a youth hostel with five girls I didn't know who talked and laughed until the early hours. Looking back on it now, I realise I judged the city a bit too harshly. I actually had a great time riding the double-decker tour bus around during the day and eating at little local restaurants in the evening. I also met some interesting people, and I might go back and stay with one of them.
Speaker 4.
My trip to London was spent with two buddies from high school, one who was studying in Holland and one who was actually studying in London. It may not seem all that significant, but if you'd asked any of the three of us when we were back in high school what we'd be doing in the future, I seriously doubt any of us would have said meeting up in London while studying abroad. I think you see another side of your friends if you travel together, and we all feel even closer to each other than before. I'm sure we'll all go back one day.
Speaker 5.
I went to the capital twice, and the second time was with my family when they came over to visit towards the end of my second term. It was great, because my family paid for me to do everything that I was too poor to do the first time around. But more importantly, I was happy to be able to enjoy my travels with the people that mean the most to me. My parents had never been to the capital before, so were happy to visit all the main sites during the day and wander around soaking up the atmosphere in the evenings.
Now you'll hear part three again. Speaker 1.
My tour of the Highlands was just fantastic and a great way to start off my year studying in Scotland. I swam in a freezing lake, stopped at the ruins of a medieval castle, and chatted with the tour guide all the way home on the bus. He was a great character, really friendly, and took his responsibilities seriously. I learnt a lot, And without him, I wouldn't have had half as much fun. There's little doubt in my mind that I'll be returning there someday. They were some of the most beautiful places I've seen in my life.
Speaker 2.
It was the first time I'd set foot in mainland Europe, and in reality, it was my first experience of real travel. I wasn't exactly prepared for the big city. For example, I walked half a day to one of the main sites because I hadn't thought of using public transport. That's why it's one place I genuinely want to go back to. But next time with friends, and I'd take in some sights I may have missed. The trip does have one up on many of the other cities and countries that I've visited since, as it was the first time I'd realised how amazing travelling can be.
Speaker 3.
To be honest, I was a bit disappointed when I arrived in the city, partly because at the time it reminded me of every other major European city I'd seen, and partly because I was sharing a room in a youth hostel with five girls I didn't know who talked and laughed until the early hours. Looking back on it now, I realise I judged the city a bit too harshly. I actually had a great time riding the double-decker tour bus around during the day and eating at little local restaurants in the evening. I also met some interesting people, and I might go back and stay with one of them.
Speaker 4.
My trip to London was spent with two buddies from high school, one who was studying in Holland and one who was actually studying in London. It may not seem all that significant, but if you'd asked any of the three of us when we were back in high school what we'd be doing in the future, I seriously doubt any of us would have said meeting up in London while studying abroad. I think you see another side of your friends if you travel together. And we all feel even closer to each other than before. I'm sure we'll all go back one day.
Speaker 5.
I went to the capital twice, and the second time was with my family when they came over to visit towards the end of my second term. It was great, because my family paid for me to do everything that I was too poor to do the first time around. But more importantly, I was happy to be able to enjoy my travels with the people that mean the most to me. My parents had never been to the capital before, so were happy to visit all the main sights during the day and wander around soaking up the atmosphere in the evenings.
That's the end of part 3.